Thank you very much, Orion Samuelson. Steve Bertrand here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. I didn't realize until, well, I guess it was just this year, that there's sort of a post-Super Bowl season for selling your homes. People who take their homes off the market over the holidays, they wait until things sort of settle down, and by the calendar, that sort of ends up being the Super Bowl. So once the Super Bowl is passed, people start to put more and more homes on the market, and people start to look for homes, too. We're joined in the studio by Brian Balduff. He is the CEO of VHT Studios. Brian, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Hello, Steve. Thank you.
And so the idea of just having an open house or being in the MLS listing and all of that, that's nice. But here we are in the digital age. People need to do a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the Super Bowl. It's kind of the traditional start of the real estate season because back in the day, football fans didn't really want to go to open houses on Sundays, nor did they want to have people coming through their houses on Sundays.
Right.
So once the Super Bowl was over, you know.
I see, because people wanted to be home watching the game all through the fall, right?
Right.
Okay, so VHT, what do you guys do?
Well, so if you've ever seen, if you've ever been looking for a house or an apartment or a place to stay or even a business, a restaurant or a hotel, and you've seen some gorgeous, stunning photographs, chances are that's VHT Studios.
Really? Chances are?
Oh, yeah. We have most of the top real estate and architectural photographers in the country call VHT Studios their home.
Right. And so what is the value of that? Because I would imagine... I mean, you know, my last home purchase was, I think, 18 or 19 years ago, when a realtor would have a website and it would be a still of the outside of the home, maybe two or three on the inside. It's completely changed since then, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the value of the professional photography, especially what we do at VHT Studios, it grabs people's attention because the internet's changed everything. You know, we mentioned the Super Bowls that started the season, but now with the internet, people can look 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at their convenience without ever disrupting the homeowner. So you have, you know, tons of interior photographs, 3D tours, you have videos. We're doing aerial photography now. And it just, there's so many homes on the market. You have to stand out. You have to grab people's attention.
I know that VHT is the standard and people should all go there. But I'm wondering if you can do it on your own, too. Can people do this on their own? Or do they try?
People try, but you see it less and less. Most professional realtors now use professional photographers just because you're competing with, you know, other products on the internet that have amazing, stunning visual presentations.
So who are your clients? Are your clients the for sale by owner people, or are they more realtors?
It's mostly professional realtors, top firms around the country, brokerage firms, builders, property management companies, and a lot of businesses, hotels, restaurants, anybody who's trying to attract attention, especially online.
I hadn't thought of that. You know, I do, we were just talking off the air, I lead trips and stuff. I take people around, and one of the things, one of my sales tools is the website of the hotels. Because we try to stay in nice hotels. So look at this website. And it's all the pictures of the rooms, the exterior and all of that. That's the work you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you've seen it. If there's not great, stunning photographs, people just skip right past it. They're never going to look at it. It's the same with the home. It's the most expensive thing people are ever going to buy or sell. If the photographs don't look striking and affect, move, and motivate you, you're just going to move on.
And it can be a wonderful room, but if it's not a wonderful room, beautifully photographed, you've probably missed the moment because people are just going to click on the other ones.
Yeah, they'll just go on to the next property. You'll never even know.
I was reading, too, in some of your marketing information. I thought this was interesting that you're not just going to the realtors for sales, but you're going to realtors to sort of bring in other salesmen or saleswomen, right? You work with me, we're going to have an attractive office, and you're going to get a nice sales force coming in.
Well, sure. Having a professional photography program for a brokerage helps them recruit top agents who say, I want to work for a firm that really knows how to present properties and market properties.
We're talking to Brian Balduff, who is the CEO of VHT Studios, takes the pictures and the videos that you see on websites for homes. All right. Have you ever been to one that you just can't fix?
You know, you can do a lot in the studio with digital editing. But yeah, there's a few, and you can see some on our site at VHT.com, some bad ones that can't be fixed.
What do you do?
In that case, I mean, you show it as it is, and you know, there's a buyer for every property.
That's right. Everyone's got to find their home, right?
That's right.
Brian, thanks for coming in today. It was nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Same here.
You're listening to The Business Lunch here on 720 WGN.